Page 88. Interview with Spike Lee.
Welcome back to the show.
Glad to be here. Is Brooklyn in the house?
Great to see you again. And let me start by saying this. I have been in many a movie theater. I have watched many movies, Spike Lee. And I will tell you this. I have never experienced what I experienced watching this movie. I watched this movie in Connecticut this weekend, and the cinema was completely filled with old white people, the area I was in. It was Mystic Lake or something like that, right? And the movie plays end to end, I think 2 hours and 8 minutes, and we sit there, and nobody gets up. Like, credits start rolling, nobody moves. And then I stood up, and we're like in the middle, and then all the white people around me were just like, yeah, you're just kidding. And then, like, even when we were walking out, people were just like, yeah, no, you first. Like, everyone, it's a powerful film. Are you feeling that in the responses
I'm
you get from people?
I'm feeling it. I'm on Instagram, and I got several people telling me that they were, you know, not one or two black people in the theater. And then after the film, when the lights finally go up, the white people who loved the film, they were hugging them. They're hugging the black folks in theater saying, I'm sorry, I apologize. I never heard anything like that before in my life.
It's a beautiful film. And just to those who don't know anything about the story, Black Klansman is inspired by the true story of Ron Stallworth, right? He's an African-American detective in in the 1970s.
First police officer in Colorado Springs.
Right. And this is a black man who gets into a police department. And I mean, from the get-go, let's start with that part of the story. You lay out how difficult it is to play that role of being a black man and a police officer. And this is in the 1970s, but in some ways it feels like it hasn't changed.
Well, what we tried to do was, even though it takes place in the 70s, I still wanted to be contemporary. So there are many things that my co-writer, Kevin Wilmot, and I, we put in so people, it would click, like, you know.
Right.
This stuff is still happening today.
Copyright The Daily Show with Trevor Noah.